there's still a high number of children who die unnecessarily due to curable child cancers, with experts citing gaps in care and cases where some families abandon treatment. Dr. Barnabas Atwine, a pediatric oncologist at Mbarara Regional Referral Hospital, revealed that while there is no nationwide survey tracking children who drop out of treatment, hospital records many cases of children unable to continue care. Through awareness campaigns, people who learn about cancer in children from time to time, they drop out, seeking alternative interventions in churches and others in witchcraft, especially when pain intensifies. Atwine was speaking shortly before Betty Agaba, a palliative care nurse, who revealed that both caregivers and health workers have a false belief that children do not need palliative care and that this care is only meant for adults approaching the end of life.
It encompasses many things. And another thing, people think it is just for older people. Actually, most people, even health workers, they think children don't feel pain. And the time you give them morphine, they think morphine is going to kill them. So they think it's better to palliative care, to talk to older people rather than like children.